So let's review. The Gemara explains, Tekinu Malchus beGittin, Bishum Shalom Malchus. The Chacham established that Gittin should be dated to the ascension of the local monarchy in order to maintain peaceful relations. As Rashi explains, Sheyemru Chashuvim Anu Beinehim, Shekaisim Shtereseim Bishmenu. They will be gratified that we are showing respect by dating our documents to their monarchy. The Mishnah now describes the consequences of dating a get differently. Zok the Mishnah, Kasav Lashum Malchus She'ino Hagenis. If someone was in Bavel and wrote the date according to the years of the present Roman monarchy, which could be construed as an insult to the local monarchy, or Lashum Malchus Mandai, Lashum Malchus Yavin, or even if it was written according to the former Median or Greek monarchy, which no longer exists, or Lebinyan Habayis, Lechorban Habayis, he did not date to a monarchy, but rather to the year since the building or the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, or Hayu B'Mizrach because of B'Mayrv, B'Mayrv because of B'Mizrach. He incorrectly recorded the location where the get was written, as Rav would instruct, Ki Yasvisu B'Shili K'suva B'Shili, V'Avgav D'Mimsun L'Chumila B'Hini. Write the location where you're writing the get, even though you were commissioned elsewhere. In all of these cases, if she remarries, Teitzi Mizeu Mizeh. She may not remain with either husband, but tzricha get mizeh mizeh. She must receive a divorce from her first husband, midai raisa, because she's still married to him, and from the second husband, midai rabbanon, because people might think she was divorced from the first husband and is now leaving the second husband without a get. The ein lo le ksuba, she does not get her ksuba payment, v'loy peiris. Her husband is no longer obligated to ransom her, which was in return for his rights to the fruits of her property. V'loy mezainis, she doesn't get support. V'loy b'lois, she doesn't get the worn-out clothing she brought into the marriage. Loy alzeh, v'loy alzeh, from neither one of the husbands. Rashi explains that this is a knas, a penalty, the iboyla akrili gita, she should have proofread the get. The Mishnah continues, im not lo mizeh u mizeh, tachzer. If she did take any of the above from either one of them, she must return it. The Mishnah continues, v'havlad mamzer mizeh u mizeh. Children born from the second husband are illegitimate midday raisa, since she's still married to the first. Also, if she returns to her first husband, her children will be illegitimate midday rabbanon and forbidden to marry both a mamzer and a kasha. The Gemara explains that this is the opinion of Reb Meir, who maintains kol mishana mimatbeya shetavu chacham begitin havlad mamzer. Any variance from the established protocol invalidates a get, and subsequent children are considered illegitimate. The Gemara cites two versions of the opinion of the chacham. He can even date the get to the town registrar, which according to Reb Meir is not sufficient and ain't the mugureshes. However, if the get was dated l'shem istandara to the governor, even Reb Meir agrees harizim mugureshes because mi'isa malchusu v'shvichelu milsa. He's a high level representative of the monarchy as opposed to the santer, which is ziluhu milsa. It is disgraceful for the monarchy to be represented by such a low level official. The Gemara brings another version of the Chacham. Havlad kasher, even if it does not date to the monarchy and she remarries, the child is legitimate. However, moedim chacham l'Reb Meir, shem shina shmoi u'shma, shem ira v'shem ira, shavlad mamzer. The Chacham agree that incorrect names invalidate the get. The Mishnah continues listing the consequences of remarrying with this get. If either husband is a kohen, he may not defile himself to her if she dies. Neither has the rights to her fines, her income, nor to nullify her vows. The Mishnah continues. She may not marry a kohen because she is now considered a zayna. Bas levi min ha-maiser. If her father is a Levi, she's penalized and may not eat Meiser. Bas Kayin, minat Truma. If her father is a Kayin, she may not eat Truma. Furthermore, Ve'in Yoshin Shel Zeh, Ve'yoshin Shel Zeh, Yoshin Ksubasa. Her sons from either husband do not inherit the Ksubas Benin Dichrin, the usual right to inherit their mother's Ksuba, aside from the rest of the estate. Ve'emesu, Achav Shel Zeh, Ve'achav Shel Zeh, Chaltzim Le'meyabin. If either husband dies, his brother may not marry her, but must perform Chalitza. The Mishnah now lists additional cases subject to these guidelines. Shina Shmai Ushma, Shem Ira V'Shem Ira. If either of their names or their town's names were incorrect, Teitzi Mezeh U'Mezeh V'Chala Drachem Eluba. She may not remain with either husband and all of the above restrictions apply. The Gemara points out, Le'arvinu V'Lisninu. Since the Mishnah did include these cases in the previous list, clearly Moedim Chacham L'Reb Meir, the Chacham agree in these cases that the get is invalid and their child is a mamzer. The Mishnah continues, Kol ha'raya she'amru tzareisei mutaris, if a woman does not perform yibum because her deceased husband's other wife is an erva and forbidden to his brother, which exempts her as well, and then halchu atzareisu elu v'nisu v'nimtzu elu eilanis, if she remarried and it was later discovered that the erva was actually an eilanis, unable to bear children, and her first marriage is therefore retroactively nullified, she may not remain with either husband, and all the above guidelines apply, because it is now evident that she was not allowed to remarry. Rashi explains that this follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that yesh mamzer mechiv alavin, the children of the marriage forbidden by a mere lav, such as the Yavama marrying a stranger, are also illegitimate. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, hakoynes es yivimtei, v'holchat sarasa v'nisiz la'achar. If someone performed yibum with one of his deceased, childless brothers' wives, and the other wife remarried, v'nimtzeh zu shehoisa eilanis, and it was later discovered that the Yavama who performed yibum was an eilanis, and her original marriage is retroactively nullified, teisim mizeh u'mizeh v'chol adrachem ho elubah. The other wife may not remain with either husband, and all of the above applies. The Mishnah continues, Kasav sefer get le'ish, v'sheva le'isha. The scribe writes a get for the husband and the receipt for the wife to use when he pays her the ksuba. V'ta v'nasin get le'isha v'sheva le'ish, and he mistakenly gave them each the wrong document. V'nasin le'zeh le'zeh, u'la'achar zman, hare get yitzim miyad ha'ish v'sheva miyad ha'isha. If they divorced using the receipt and subsequently discovered that they had switched documents, teitzim mezeh mezeh v'chol adrachim u'elubah. She may not remain with either husband, and all the above applies. However, Balaza Eimer Imla Alter Yatza Ein Zeget. If the mistake is discovered immediately after the divorce is invalid. Imla Achar Zman Yatza Harei Zeget. If it was only discovered later, the get is valid, because Loi Kalemenu Min Arishan La'abetz Chus HaShosheni. He is not believed to ruin the second husband's marriage, as Rashi explains, Amrinan Kenunya Hibinein. We suspect her of plotting with the first husband and switching the documents later in order to get back together. The Gemara cites two opinions how to define la'alter. Kozman she'yeshin v'asukin bo'esei inyan zeu la'alter. As long as they're still occupied with the divorce proceedings, it is considered immediate, while amdu zeu la'achar zman. If they arose from the proceedings, it is considered later. Lo'y nisus zeu la'alter. If she has not yet remarried, it is considered immediate, while nisus, zeu l'achar zman, she has already remarried, that is considered later.